Let us hold fast our confession of hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful. And let us consider how to stir up one another to love and good works, not neglecting to meet together as is the habit of some, but encouraging one another. And all the more as you see the day drawing near. Now, do you get the picture? The idea is you need this encouragement. You need this full assurance. So you need to band together and celebrate who He is and what He's done. Remind yourselves of the ascended Lord and His work and what He's doing among His people. And you go not just for yourself, but to encourage one another. That makes all the sense in the world. Because this is not what you have done for yourself. So looking at one another through comparison to try to get your identity is done away with. We all deserve hell. We all get heaven in Christ. That's the glory of the gospel. And so we crave to be in one another's lives, reminding each other of that. And that's why the gathering of God's people produces this living confidence of what God is doing in the world in a unique way. And all of this is true as the day draws near, meaning there's even better yet to come as Christ comes and consummates His kingdom.